The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome back to the those of you coming back, and welcome to those who are new, to IMC's Sound and Light Show. Some of you get to see this wonderful light show that seems to develop behind me as I'm here, sitting here. So I only get half the show. So what I want to say is that to do a meditation now that's a little bit based on the theme of this week, Anukampa, which I'll talk about later. One of the primary motivations, purposes of meditation practice, of Buddhist practice from the time of the Buddha, is one way of articulating it is for the happiness and welfare of ourselves and others. That we're practicing for happiness and welfare. You get a little different feeling than if you say the purpose is to end suffering. And one of the wonderful and unique things about meditation practice and this practice of we do is that we are both the giver and the receiver simultaneously. If we sit practicing in meditation for our happiness and our welfare, that's our giving. The recipient of that act of generosity is ourselves. So we are both the agent and the recipient. We're both the action and the what's influenced by that action. And that combination, that mutuality of being both the giver and the receiver, does require us to be in the present moment. That's one of the purposes of the present moment. Not for the present moment, for many reasons why to be in the present moment in practice, but part of the heart of it, I think, what really opens a door, the way this practice is onward leading, is when we're in the present, our whole psychophysical system can be the recipient of the goodness that we bring, this motivation, this care, this attention to our own welfare. And if we're in the present moment, then we can be there to offer that care to this being that's here now. Not wishful thinking, what we're hoping to do or what we did yesterday. So for this morning, I'd like to suggest that if you're interested, that you sit with the motivation, the sense of purpose, that you're here to promote your happiness and welfare. You might not necessarily feel happy or just feel like your things are so hard for you and difficult. But it does make a difference that at least part of you has that wish, that goodwill, that generosity, that yes, things are hard, and remember, I'm here wishing you well. And to practice with really to engage in the present moment, really to allow this chemistry of giving and receiver to operate together and really come alive, it means we have to sit very receptive. And we have to sit with a certain discipline to really be here and kind of with a sense of care and kindness and tenderness, gentleness for ourselves, wishing the best, letting go of that which maybe is not our best in our best interest. So keep coming back with this motivation. Yes, here, may I be happy with every inhale, giver and receiver. And the kind of dedication for doing this, it's really the right, maybe discipline or... I love the example of the Buddha of... it's a little bit adapting it. And that is picking up an injured bird in one's hands. One holds the bird tenderly. If it's too loose, the bird will fall out of the hands and maybe get hurt more. But if you hold it too tight, it gets hurt as well. But to hold it tenderly, caringly, like we care for it, its welfare, but we hold it, really hold it, not exactly firmly, but purposefully to hold it safe. So in that way, to hold ourselves safe, to be there with our experience. And so that's kind of the background. So if you could take a meditation posture for yourself, and close your eyes. And take maybe 3 long, slow, deep breaths. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And also spend a few moments relaxing your body, not going limp or slumping, but rather with a straight spine if you're sitting upright, maintaining the uprightness and relaxing everything on either side of it, on all sides of it. So it kind of maybe hangs, things in the torso hang from the spine almost. The muscles of the face fall away from the skull and are received by the skin. Your belly softens and relaxes. And hangs forward and down, received by the skin, away from the spine. And then to sit with some idea, some sense of purpose, some attitude that you're sitting here for your own happiness and welfare, that you care for yourself in these minutes. And if that's not available, maybe you can assume that you're here for your own happiness and welfare. Not that you can automatically make that happen, but that it makes a difference that you're here with yourself, considering that your own happiness and welfare is important, that you care. And so that when now you bring your attention to your breathing, you do it as if you're holding maybe a slightly injured bird, you're going to be there and hold it. Feel it with care and goodwill, attitude of kindness to your breath, to breathing. And that as you hold your breathing in attention, there's this combination of giver and receiver, that the body receives the attention. The attention is one of kindness. To allow the body, to allow the lungs, the diaphragm, the torso, to allow it to receive the attention. Maybe receive the goodwill, the care. To sit in a way that you are receptive allowing yourself to be influenced by the experience of breathing mindfully. Not that you know how you're going to change, but sit quiet enough, attentive enough, to allow yourself to be changed by the experience of mindfully breathing. We give our attention, and we're the recipient of our attention. We give our care, and we are the recipient of our care. And the meeting place of giving and receiving is always here in the present moment, here in our embodied experience, here in the meeting of knowing and what is known as we practice. There is a word that can represent the meeting place or the combination of giving and receiving. The engagement, our engagement with the practice, and our receptivity to the influence of how the practice lives in us. And that word is the word yes, Y-E-S. And perhaps if it's nice for you, you can very gently, maybe on the exhale, say quietly to yourself the word yes. And see if there can be both the giving and the receiving, the offer and the opening to allow that offer to have an influence on us, to spread through us. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to appreciate that when we care for ourselves, it's the we are both the carer and the receiver of care. The one who cares receives the care. The one who receives is the carer. In the same way, very similar, when we care for others, when we care for the world, we also are the receiver of that care. In many ways, we are inseparable, interconnected with the wide world. In caring for the world, we receive. In receiving, we are the carers. May it be that we come out of our meditation, inspired by the meditation, considering the welfare and happiness of all beings, caring for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May we care for the whole world and be the recipient of the goodness of this whole world.